Here's something that has baffled me for decades. When American radio and TV reporters utter a Hispanic proper name, they often feel obligated to pronounce it like a native. When someone who doesn't speak with an accent is suddenly saying Rodriguez, it strikes an odd note with me. Wait a minute, you're saying. That's the way Señor Rodriguez pronounces it. Fine, but what if the name were Pierre LeBlanc or Yuki Takamoto? Most U.S. reporters would Americanize those names. Otherwise, it would sound strange and they might be accused of showing off. Who decided all those years ago that we should do this stuff with south of the border proper names? If reporters say Tegucigalpa or Caracas, why don't they say Paris or Vladivostok or Liverpool? There are certain Hispanic words that aren't proper names that tend to get the special treatment, such as barrio and Latino. Many years ago, when I was a radio news director, I advised my staff to avoid the fancy Hispanic tongue rolling. I told them if you say Mexican President José López Portillo, then logically you should also say French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, and that would sound really weird coming from the mouth of a newscaster in Tulsa. One of my reporters was in the habit of saying Mississippi. He dropped the second syllable, explaining to me that's how they say it down there. Of course, there are regional accents all over the country, and that could get crazy. And in Missouri, or is it Missouri, even their own residents haven't worked out the pronunciation. Back to the tongue-rolling thing. Generally, the news anchors at NPR don't do it. Many of the reporters do. I don't find it distracting, by the way, when Ofabia Quist-Arkton pronounces names with an accent. She has an accent in the first place. And I just love it when she ends her reports with Dhaka or Harare. Some NPR reporters who have Hispanic names pronounce their own names with an accent, and some do not. Mandalí del Barco does. Lourdes García Navarro doesn't. Let me add here, I don't have a problem with how anyone pronounces his or her own name. That's a person's own business. An NPR reporter did a story a while back in which she referred to tacos and burritos, complete with the accent. That sounded funny to me. What if her reporter did a story where the menu included spaghetti and spumoni? Oh, and even though reporters might say Puerto Vallarta with an accent, they always say Mexico. That makes no sense. I thought it was Mexico. So if anyone knows who wrote these rules and why, please let me know. I've never heard this explained, and it's driving me loco.